Text 4. You will hear a radio interview with a young scientist. Hi, Jane. Thank you for coming to the studio to be interviewed. You've been working with a team of scientists lately, haven't you?
Yes, I have. We are trying to find out how some dinosaurs survived longer than others. My team read up on what other scientists found out. We know, for example, that herbivorous dinosaurs ate leaves from very tall trees. These scientists before us studied the fossils of long dinosaur neck bones and came to this conclusion.
Wow, that's fascinating. I also heard that you are the youngest scientist in the team. Is that right?
Oh, there are many young people interested in dinosaurs, and I happen to be one of them. I've been fascinated by these creatures since I was a toddler. I think age has nothing to do with dinosaur research. Rather, it is interest and a keen sense of curiosity that help keep the passion going. When we study a piece of bone or fossil for ages and cannot reach any firm conclusion based on it, it can get disappointing. Still, we don't stop looking. For example, we hope to find jaw bones, which tell us how the creature ate its food. And when we cannot find any jaw bones, we wonder how these creatures managed to grind their food. Did they use stones to grind food if they did not have jaw bones? We know that birds today swallow small stones to grind their food. So when we see stones in the stomach of a dinosaur fossil, we think that must be how the dinosaur managed to grind its food. If we stopped looking, we wouldn't have found the stones and arrived at this explanation.
Yes, indeed. Perseverance pays off in the end.